You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 74.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years and help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. A question that is often asked is, should you use hashtags on Facebook? There's been a lot of talk about it, and just recently, Facebook has now finally come to the party and will be promoting and actively using hashtags on Facebook. Search has always been a big problem for Facebook, and they're finally going to embrace hashtags as a way to help their audience search through Facebook's gigantic library of posts. Facebook is starting to push the use of hashtags in posts to increase your organic reach, Mari Smith posted on the 2nd of July 2020. Now let's have a chat about the history of hashtags on Facebook, because as we know, they're very common on most other platforms. So hashtags started on Facebook in 2013, but they've not widely been used or encouraged by Facebook. In 2016, auto-posting from Instagram to Facebook became a thing, and our feeds were flooded with hashtags. And the organic reach of a lot of these posts actually tanked, as Facebook audiences still didn't want to come to the party. They didn't want their feeds flooded with hashtags like they could see in Instagram. In Instagram, over the years, there's been lots of talk about whether to put them in the posts or in the comments. Recently, I've been doing some experimenting, and it doesn't seem to make much difference on the pages that I've been using it on. So I personally like to put them in the comments because it makes the post much cleaner. So according to Facebook, the definition of hashtags turn topics and phrases into clickable links on your posts, on your personal timeline or page. This helps people to be able to find the topics that they are interested in. Helps them to be able to search. To make a hashtag, write the number sign, so the hash, along with the topic or phrase that you want to add to your post. So you could do something like, great podcast episodes are found at hashtag small business talk. When you click on the hashtag, you'll see a feed of posts that has included that hashtag. And you can also see some of the related hashtags at the top of the page. So that's where you can search for them. But keep in mind, a hashtag needs to be a single word without spaces. You can include numbers in hashtags, but you cannot include punctuation or special characters such as dollar signs, pound signs, and percentage. They just don't work. You can search by hashtags by using the search bar at the top of any Facebook page. You can only see posts that have hashtags in them if they have been set to public or if you have that same setting. So if it's like friends and family, if you're a friend or family, you'll be able to see it. If the post has a hashtag and the privacy setting is set and you're not part of that privacy setting, like friends and family, you won't actually see it. So remember when you're using hashtags, and if you're using it for the idea of being able to be searched, you need to have it set as a public post, or the majority of people won't be able to see it. Now, there's no limit of hashtags on Facebook. Well, none officially. But you need to think about what your audience will like. Your audience is not going to like a post that's completely stuffed with hashtags. And it needs to be readable as well. So you don't want it to be word, hashtag, word, hashtag. Ian Clary from Razor Social suggests we only use one or two hashtags. When they make sense and when you use something relevant that people can filter on to have a more relevant conversation. If you want to create conversations around, e.g., social media tools, I would start including the hashtag social media tools. And then I would encourage conversation around that. How many hashtags should you be using? Well, Social Sprout says 1, 2, 3, or 6. 4 and 5 are lower than 6 for some reason. 7 to 9 or 11 plus will really start to reduce your engagement. 10 is best if you're going to be doing multiples, but it's more than half as low as 6. But watch this space. As more influencers start using hashtags, I'm sure these numbers will go up. So the best thing to do is try it. I would start using 6 and see how you go. Testing on your page is always the best way to see how it works for you, under your circumstances, with your audience. So the types of hashtags that you should be using on Facebook are things like industry or brand-specific hashtags. Think about how you want your post to be found when people are searching for it. What specific keyword or keywords would make sense and help your post come up better in a hashtag search? If you're thinking about using popular hashtags, think about what you're trying to achieve. If you're only using a small amount of hashtags, is a hugely popular hashtag going to work for you, or are you going to just get lost in the crowd? Conversely, don't get too overly specific or unique, or you won't be found, unless, of course, it makes sense for your niche. Currently, you can't follow hashtags like you can in a lot of the other social media platforms. Not yet, anyway. So like most things, it's probably going to change as they become more popular on Facebook. You also can't see how popular the hashtags are or have other related hashtags when you start typing in a hashtag. Hashtags are not suggested when you type in the hash or the number sign either, a feature that most other platforms have. Although some people are reporting when they put in specific words that Facebook is then suggesting it should be a hashtag. Yes, hashtags have a long way to come on Facebook, but at least it's a positive start. Mari Smith suggests that you go to Instagram to actually research the most popular or relevant hashtags to your niche and then come back to Facebook and put them on. Now think about proofreading your hashtags. You can use capital letters to show the words because you can't have any spaces. But be careful how you string them together. So something like RODSKILLS could be road, capital letter K for kill. So it could be roadkill. Or it could be road, capital letter for skill, and it could be road skills. So it could be written either way, so road kills or road skills. So just be careful how you put them together and do use your capitals so that people can see what you mean. I'm sure you've seen a lot of innocently written hashtags that suddenly become quite inappropriate. So you don't want that for your business. So watch this space. I'm sure there'll be plenty more on hashtags in the coming months to see what Facebook's going to do with them. But hopefully that will be a way that we can search Facebook better. Next week, we've got a wonderful guest coming up, and he's going to be talking about referral marketing and how it can really make your business pop. So look forward to seeing you on Small Business Talk next week. Bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.